With pleasure. I've just seen the suggestion from Mr. Potenza, which I think is excellent. And we can certainly put in some words to deal with that. I agree that the cross-reference from 1.3 to 3.3 makes sense, and we should put that in. As far as the notification is concerned, certainly my understanding was that within that notification will be advice of any derogations or modifications of the undertaking being given. So in a similar way to the way that the Luxembourg Protocol itself is being adopted by contracting states, what you would find is that that form, which would be completed by a particular company, stating that it is agreeing to be bound by the model rules, would specify any derogations, and that form would be replicated on the website, so people can see there's full transparency. People can see where there is any modification of the undertaking being given. I just want to add there's just as a little detail. There is one little nuance here that I don't want to lose sight of, and maybe we do need to address this, which is that, of course, operators, debtors, often wear many hats. There's often more than one company within the group that is taking financing on rolling stock. So you can well imagine that major operators have a number of subsidiaries, each of which may be financing rolling stock in their own name. So there may be a national railway, which is also operating some suburban railway systems, and they will have a subsidiary operating the suburban railway, and the national railway is operating the interurban rail systems. And in that particular situation, one nuance that we need to think about is whether we allow as a sort of an omnibus declaration on behalf of the whole group, or whether every company has to make its own declaration. And I don't have a particularly fixed view on that. The default position, of course, is that any party that is engaged in financing will almost certainly be required to make that declaration anyway. I can see some arguments for having a position where a group and all of its wholly owned or majority owned subsidiaries are covered by one declaration. And that's maybe something that we can think about. Thank you.